Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name. And what follows, Psalter 241, the first three stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Acts 13, the verses 14 through 37. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger, that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Acts 13, the verses 14 through 37. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John at first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are as witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, and now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he saith also in another Psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Jordan Eels and Mr. and Mrs. Ivan Oscom, who were both blessed with the birth of a baby girl, and Mrs. Johanna Beyer, who hopes to commemorate her 80th birthday this week. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast given the opportunity, when thou wast not dealt according as we deserve, but yet doeth the very opposite, where thou granteth unto us and our children so many a blessing, and that in this morning hour, that we have not come to close doors, but that the doors of thy house have been opened. May it please thee to grant humble and broken hearts, for all thy mercies, which thou so liberally and undeservedly has showered upon us and our children in the week gone by, where thou wast spared, where thou wast cared, where thou hast protected, and where thou hast provided, and where thou wast also opened the heavens, where thou wast yet given some showers, the one place more, the other place less, and also areas where it remaineth so dry, Lord. Then it is written in thy holy word of the rivers of God that may glad the city of God. May it please thee to grant the gentle the refreshing showers of thy Holy Spirit upon us and our children, that this morning service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. In this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed, but also the visible gospel, the sacrament of holy baptism administered in the midst of the congregation. And, O Lord, they both need the enlightening and the application of thy Holy Spirit. We humbly ask thee, thou knowest how that these fathers and mothers, how they have awoke in this morning hour, and how they have come up to thy house. Oh, in the past, then thou wast spared life, and then thou wast given life, and then thou hast entrusted unto them as such a precious little gift, and that by the first time in their married life, and by renewal, and now in this hour, then they may be privileged, they may be granted, to present their little one before thee in a special way, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant of grace, to receive thy thrice holy name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost upon their little foreheads, O Lord. Then we humbly beg of thee that by thy free and sovereign grace, and by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou may do for those little children what is signified in holy baptism, O Lord. May these fathers and mothers be granted by the arms of faith and prayer to bring their little one, their children, unto thee oftentimes, a begging of thee that thou may lay thy hands upon them and bless them. And may it please thee to take early possession of their little hearts and to stamp thy image early upon them, that thou may watch over them, that thou may keep them, to keep them from the sins and from the vanities of this evil world, but to be raised up as monuments of thy free and sovereign grace. Lord, grant unto the parents what is necessary to that end with the oath which they hope to make in this morning hour. May it be accompanied, may it be followed by unceasing prayer. May these fathers and mothers, may they be given to ask great things of thee, where thou art a great and a wonder-doing God, and thou art still gathering thy church, as thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. We commend unto thee the family circles, the brothers and the sisters. May they be given to examine their hearts. Remember the grandparents with the increase, the great blessing, but also a greater responsibility. Oh, they may be given to witness the sacrament administered to their seed, where there are those parents, grandparents, with bleeding hearts, where their children are wandering upon the face of the earth or under a false truth. Then thou wast also granted in this past week that thou wast blessed to family circles with the birth of little daughters. Ah, grant unto them that humble and broken heart a little bewonderment, a bowing of the knees, accompanied with much prayer, that thou may spare their children for them, and them for their children, and that they may be little daughters for thee, a little daughters for thy honor and for thy glory. Then the responsibility of the consistory is also increased, and may the weight of all those never-dying souls, may they be more and more felt with a prayer unto thee, the living God. Oh, thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee, and that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously watch over them, and that in due time those parents may be gladdened with thy deeds. Lord, we humbly ask of thee for a blessing upon word and sacrament, that in this hour that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may begin to cry for and after thee, to become a true seeker. Remember thy children. Thou knowest where they are encamped, and they need to be instructed each time by renewal on past life's journey, also concerning the riches of the sacraments. Thou knowest how each and every one has come up to thy house, all burdened with their sin, with a desire, a cry unto thee, the living God, Lord. May it please thee that the sacrament of holy baptism may indeed be used for the strengthening of their faith, that they may be given to look upon the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, which cleanses from all sins. Bless thy church in this day, over the length and the breadth of the earth. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, and then by renewal we may thank thee that there is no one in the hospital. Lord, may we be given to see thy hand therein. Remember all those that struggle with pain, with weakness, with infirmities. Grant a place at thy footstool. And now we humbly beg of thee that it may please thee to grant thy gracious help and thy divine blessing upon the proclamation of thy word and the administration of the holy sacrament, with a profound impression that we are an unworthy people, we are but poor sinners. May it be more impressed upon all of our hearts, and that we are traveling to a never-ending and all-decisive eternity, and we need to be wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ. As God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith, and therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church. Let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast, according to thy severe judgment, punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast, according to thy great mercy, saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou will be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore, it must be used for that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of his church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help, or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation of Father Jacob Beyer, Mother Beyer, of Father Luke Both, Mother Both, of Father Harvey de Kock, Mother de Kock, of Father Andrew Haybour, Mother Haybour, of Father John Peter Klopp, Mother Klopp, Father Tom Van de Veen, and Mother Van de Veen, Father Herman Verdine, and Mother Verdine. Fathers and mothers, then in this morning hour, then you have many reasons to be humbled under the mercies of the Lord, who are in this hour, then you may come up to God's house with your little son, because in this morning they are all sons to be baptized, and to present your little son before the Lord to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and the Lord's thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. Then the Lord is spared and the Lord is given life. We know that there are other family circles where it has went so different. And what maketh you to differ? And our fathers and mothers, then in this morning, then the audible and the visible gospel may be proclaimed, but then it is as it were, when you may hold your little son, then that is a sermon in itself. When those little children, when they look unto you with their big eyes, oh, then surely they are saying, of course, they need to come to the years of discretion. But then, as it were, is it not a sermon that they are saying, Father and Mother, look now at the wonderful work, the wonderful creation of the Lord. And Father and Mother, how is it now with that humility, with that thanksgiving? May those little children be given to testify of those warm tears that have fallen upon them, of course, can be in the life of mothers when they have a child that keeps crying, that they also begin to weep. But then I am speaking of those tears of thankfulness and a profound impression that they had a beginning and that they shall never cease to exist and that they need to be saved. We read in Acts 2 verse 12, on that glorious day of Pentecost, when that people were given to behold wonderful things, that they were amazed, and that they have said, what meaneth this? And then it is so needful that we are instructed from above, oh, if your little son could speak and think, then surely he would say, Father and Mother, what meaneth this, that you are bringing me to the baptismal fount where there is that water? Oh, it tells us that our children are unclean. And fathers and mothers, if that is now the truth, and it is the truth declared in God's word, our children unclean, because of their original sins, then if those little children could speak, they would say, Father, If I am now an unclean one with my original sin, then how unclean you must be with all your added actual sin. But then the sacrament may declare rich things. The water points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses from all sin. Then the sacrament of holy baptism that speaks of the prophetical office, because there in Christ as King teaches his church of that precious way to be saved. But then it also speaks of his kingly office. Therefore, in the year 2023, the sacrament of holy baptism may be administered to your children, and through that prophetical office, then that priestly office may be so richly declared where the water points to the blood. Oh, if your little child could speak, then they would say, Father and Mother, now I have become a God bear. I am a bear of the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father and Mother, shall you make sure that you keep me separated? No, we cannot convert our children, and we must go through the world. But Father and Mother, will you keep me separated, and will you instruct me? We are all born with that innate knowledge that there is a God, but our children need to be instructed out of God's word concerning the work of a triune God, how that his people are saved. Parents, to that end, may the Lord grant you all what is necessary. Oh, may you be given to ask great things of the Lord. Deserve nothing. Only deserve eternal condemnation. Have made that choice in paradise. Renew it by our actual sins. But now it is so necessary that by the grace of God, as a fruit of that choice in eternity where the Father has chosen his church, that we are given to choose for the Lord and his servant the need to be washed in the precious blood of his dear Son. To that end, the Lord grant us help and his blessing. You may sit down. Brothers and sisters, also a special morning for you when you soon hope to witness that your brother hopes to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, the name of a thrice holy God upon their little foreheads. And then, brothers and sisters, then on such a special morning, then you do well to pause and examine your heart as we read of Reverend Hellenbroek in his question book that the baptized, that they ought to examine their hearts whether they have recommended themselves to a triune God. Thus to examine whether we are busy with the creation and providence of God, busy with that royal command, remember now thy Creator and the days of thy youth, whether by the work of the Holy Spirit, by his teaching, whether we have learned that we are so unclean, so black, and so vile, and that the Lord is so holy and so pure, and the need for the second person in the divine Trinity, that we may be washed of all of our sins. May you be found often on your knees to that end. Grandparents, great-grandparents, a great blessing, a great privilege, when in this hour, when you hope to witness that of your seed, that they may receive the sacrament of holy baptism, not only a great blessing, also a great responsibility, because they read in different places in God's Word concerning our calling and our duty, not only our sons and daughters, but also our sons' sons, a godly example, a simple word in due season and carried upon the wings of prayer. Congregation, then by renewal we hope to witness the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism. Fathers and mothers, how is it with our oath? Are we oftentimes on our knees? Have we received, young and old, what is signified in the sacrament? And can it be seen in the world that we are God-bearers, that we are a separate people, and also in the summer months, a beautiful time in the realm of nature? But let us not, with our baptized forehead, grieve the Lord and those that have great respect for God's holy word by walking like the world and in indecent dress, and that is for men and women. But let it be seen that we have the God of Abram, Isaac and Jacob, that we are under the external administration of the covenant of grace, and the sacrament has been instituted by Christ, two sacraments. One hopes to soon be administered, holy baptism, and the Lord's Supper on the coming Lord's Day also hopes to be administered, both instituted for the strengthening of the faith of the children of God. And what a rich preaching. Have sinners come up in this morning, a people with questions, with riddles, souls that have hoped to become holier and holier and to experience the way of experience seems to be going the other way, a black and vile sinner. May it please the Lord, by His Holy Spirit in this hour, to use the sacrament to that end, to by an eye of faith, to be given to look higher, further than the water, upon the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord add His blessing. While the children shall be brought in, then we ask the congregation to arise, not to arise, to sing of 425, the fourth stanza, Ye seed from Abraham descended, to whom His favors were extended, and after baptism, the fifth stanza, to arise. Thus 425, stanza 4. Asher Henry, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Noah Cullen, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Caleb Frederick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Timothy Edwin, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Isaac Paul, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Johnny Andrew, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ethan James, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza.
Thank you.
Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins. Through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only Teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that he may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 264, the first five stanzas. Come, let us sing before the Lord new songs of praise with sweet accord. For wonders great by Him are done. His mighty arm has victory won. And what follows, 264, the five stanzas. And this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Acts 13 and there of verse 26. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Our text words speak of the proclaimed salvation through Jesus Christ, with four short thoughts. First, a particular address. Secondly, a separating word. Thirdly, a sense salvation. And fourthly, in the way of application, a required response. Thus first, a particular address. Beloved congregation, our text words, they were spoken by the Apostle Paul on his first missionary journey in a place called Antioch. There were two Antiochs, the one in Syria. In former chapter, in former verses, we read many Christians, on account of persecution, they have went to Antioch. The word was richly blessed. In Jerusalem, they have heard of it. They have sent Barnabas to labor among that people. The labors were so manifold to that end, Barnabas has went to Tarsus, and he has fetched Paul, and they have continued to labor, and at the beginning of this chapter, then the Holy Spirit has set them apart, that they may go to the Gentiles, Paul and Barnabas, and they have taken along John Mark. They have went to the sea coast, to a place called Seleucia. There they have boarded a ship. They have first went to the island of Cyprus. That is the birthplace of Barnabas. There the Lord has done wonders. Then they have went northward, come to Pergus, and so they have come to Antioch. And then Paul and Barnabas, they went up to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and then they were given to see that there were strangers in church, who we would say in our language, boys and girls, that ministers of the gospel had come. And to that end, it seemed to be the custom, after they have read the law and out of the scriptures, that they would invite. And so we read that they have asked Paul and Barnabas, have ye any word of exhortation for the people, say on? And to that end, in the name of their sender, the exalted Lord Jesus Christ, they were given to preach the full counsel of God. And then already in verse 16, then they were addressed, men of Israel, and ye that fear God. And then in this sermon, then they have first recalled the blessings of the children of Israel, how that they were a chosen people, and that the Lord with an outstretched arm and that he has led them out of the land of Egypt through the wilderness, and that he has led them into the promised land. And then the apostle has spoken of David, but also of the seed of David, of the promise of the Savior Jesus Christ, has spoken of John the Baptist. Oh, then we feel in the heart of Paul that he had a heart full with zeal and with love when he was given to see the multitudes. Oh, then we read of Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, and knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But also in verse 14, that the love of Christ constraineth us, and in verse 20, of that holy urgency of beseeching that they would be reconciled with God. And now in our text words, before the apostle has continued his sermon, oh, with such a heart of love, and then he was given to first speak our text words. Men and brethren, oh, it is true. In the Bible times, it was a common way of addressing a crowd, but then we hear it in those words of the apostle, a heart full of love, that he was given to see the congregation as travelers to eternity. Oh, the little children, the young people, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones, and that they needed that one thing needful, that outside of the grace of God, that they are lost, that they are traveling on that broad way to destruction. But Christ has given that royal command that the gospel must be preached to all nations, and to that end, then Paul and Barnabas, when they have come to Antioch, they were given to do the same. And then they were given to speak a particular address, children of the stock of Abraham. A great blessing, a great privilege. We think of the Old Testament, then the Lord has separated, set that people apart. He has chosen that people to make himself a name, that he would be glorified, and especially under the external administration of the covenant of grace. There the Lord has promised to gather his chosen church by word and by spirit. It is true, in the Old Testament, we read of a few that have come from outside. There were proselytes, but especially to work among that privileged people. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abram. Balaam has even said, when he saw that tabernacle, the blessings, when he saw those tents, he had a profound impression what a blessing it was to be in a dweller of one of those tents, fathers and mothers. What a privilege and what a blessing. Makes you to differ that in this day you're not in a store, shopping, sports field, can multiply it out, a church, where the people want to feel good about themselves, but that you may be under the truth. Children of the stock of Abram, special promises for the people, of course, in the New Testament. Then the borders have been expanded. That external administration of the covenant, all those that are under the word and under the truth. Thus a special address. There were many children of the stock of Abram that they were satisfied and secretly hoped that since they were of the stock of Abram, was well with them. And to that end, then Paul has added something to that address, a separating word, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God. Also an expression that refers to those proselytes, heathens, that have left their family, separation has come, that they have chosen to dwell among the stock of Abram, an impression that the God of Israel was the true God. He was that wonder-doing God, a blessing to be among that people. But when we read our text words, children of the stock of Abram, and whosoever among you feareth God, then that word whosoever, that is a separating word. Then children of Abram, then you must examine your hearts whether by the grace of God, the work of the Holy Spirit, by the love shed abroad in the heart, whether you now truly fear God. Whosoever feareth God, that is a separating word, parents. And now concerning the fear of the Lord, of course, there's also a slavish fear. And with that fear that we have profound impressions that the Lord rules over everything, directs everything in our life to the smallest detail, that we are so dependent. And what we read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Still a blessing when it may be impressed upon our hearts, a little of the greatness, the majesty, the holiness, the righteousness, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord, and of that one thing needful, and that God's word has a central place in our family circles. But with that slavish fear, what is now missing? That is the love for the Lord and a hatred of sin, of all that grieves the Lord. Oh, that word fear in the Greek, that means to stand in awe, to have in reverence. Thus profound impressions that we receive of the majesty, the greatness of the Lord and our sinnership. And then in that fear of the Lord, because they read in Proverbs 1 verse 7 and Psalm 111 verse 10, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And with that granted fear, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that become a people, a praying, a seeking, a begging people, that is a people that become very exercised with their soul, a people that need to be saved, fathers and mothers, and also greatly exercised with our dear children. Because if we learn a little of what it is to be a sinner lost without God, without his favor, and with our sins on our account, it's true, it has to be given. But then there shall be those times that we shall also be exercised with our dear children. That's a twofold address. Children of the stock of Abram, is your privilege. Just think of the multitudes, Hindus, Buddhists, in our country who are in former generations, faithfully went up to God's house, kept the Sabbath day, and where the Lord has departed. But now the question, whosoever feareth the Lord. Our third thought, ascend salvation. What a rich and what a profound word to you fathers and mothers, to the congregation in this morning was for the church at Antioch. To you is the word of this salvation sent. Then Paul has explained it further, the verses 27 through 29, how that they have condemned Jesus, the verses 30 and 31, that he was raised up, and then in verse 32, and we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again. That is that sense salvation, fathers and mothers and congregation, that Jesus, he was crucified, he was buried, he is risen, he is the living king. It's the comfort for the church. The living king that sitteth at the right hand of his father. And from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. Still a church to be gathered. Do you beg for it, fathers and mothers? Are there times, even in the night watches, that you may be given to beg a little? Oh, to be given to ask great things. Salvation, ascend salvation, and that it may be given, applied to our whole family circle. Not deserved, it's sent away. But sent, that is that free salvation. And therefore, in verse 34, given you the sure mercies of David, and in verse 38, preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. To you is the word of this salvation sent. And that in a special way in this morning. Not only audible, but visible. It's what the sacrament of baptism declares. A sign and a seal of the covenant of grace sent unto us and our children, where the Lord declares no desire in our death, but therein that we may turn and live. O sent salvation for souls that cannot save themselves, for such souls is the work of the Holy Spirit to enlighten and to make room in the hearts of His church, to make room for that sense salvation, and all without money and without price. Thus, what a profound message, what a precious message that has come unto that people in Antioch. And now for such a sense salvation requires a response. Boys and girls, when you receive a gift, maybe from your father and mother or from others, then it would not be so nice. You say, "Father and mother, I do not like my gift. I give it back." Gives a lot of pain to fathers and mothers. Or that by your actions you do not value that gift. Or that you do not even say thank you. And now that sense salvation, John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Me should not perish, but have everlasting life." Sense salvation proclaimed with the sacrament of holy baptism under the means of grace. We cannot remain the same, fathers and mothers, with that sense salvation and with your oath, more responsible. What is now necessary, Lord? The work of the Holy Spirit in beginning and the furtherance to the very end. Oh, what a work the Lord has in the life of His true people, to break everything down of self, also that enmity against free and sovereign grace, against that sense salvation. And as John has declared in John 3 verse 30, "He must increase and I must decrease." O Christ has spoken in Matthew 11, the verses 20 through 24 concerning the children of the stock of Abram, of those cities, Chorazin, Bethsaida, Capernaum, where His great and mighty works were done, but they have rejected, they have hardened their hearts, more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, for Sodom and Gomorrah, than for You. And to that end, congregation, how necessary for the loving, the almighty, the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit, that room is made in our hearts, in the hearts of our dear children. O fathers and mothers, with little children, the Lord works wonderfully. When we come to years of discretion, then it is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But may you be given to ask, that it may please the Lord to take early possession of the hearts of your children. And now, concerning Antioch, we read solemn things of those children of Abram. Then Paul said, behold ye despisers, that was willfully. And then the heathens, the Gentiles, have asked the apostles the coming Sabbath day to preach to them. And then we read in verse 46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, to the children of Abram. But then what solemn words, but seeing ye put it from you, O parents, I hope that this morning, that it may follow you. You are not finished. The Lord may bring you oftentimes on your knees, asking the Lord to remember you and your children and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Ah, the labors were not in vain. We read in verse 49, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And then we read, ah, that is the joy of the sowers of the word. One day may be given to see, it is also seen when the Lord works, and to hear of the wonderful works of the Lord, that sends salvation when it is applied by the Holy Spirit to the hearts of young and old, that grants exceeding unspeakable joy. And then the king is honored. And so we read it in verse 52. The Lord grant the application, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us close. Lord, thou wast given in this morning that sends salvation, the audible and the visible gospel. Then we have beheld wondrous things. Lord, by renewal, we commend these fathers and mothers with their children, the family circles unto thee. Remember also those, because of special circumstances, could not be present, the grandparents. And this morning hour, wilt thou uphold them, grant a prayer for one another. Watch over us on this Sabbath day. Keep us over the unsafe roads and return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 289, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 18. Oh, praise the Lord, his deeds make known, and call upon his name. Sing ye to him his praises, sing his wondrous works proclaim, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following: the second wedding announcement of Baron Blumet and Petula Alberta Vandenberg. The wedding service is scheduled for Friday, June 16, at 10 a.m., not 10:30, as noted in the bulletin. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. There will be a midweek preparatory service on Thursday evening, June 15, at 7:30 p.m. And the extra collection for next week Sunday is for Rostern. This was not noted in the bulletin. Psalter 289, the stanzas 1, 3, 4, and 18. Save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.